We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our regularly scheduled guest, Mike Bluft, is not calling in, so that's we'll just do open lines this morning. But Michael talks about the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack. As you know, why everything is on alert over in North Korea, and they're saying that they are ready to strike, and they are moving one of their missiles into place. Apparently, South Korea, Japan, even our own government is taking this somewhat seriously. We've moved additional Aegis carriers into that area. They're anti-ballistic missile carriers. Certainly Japan is deploying Patriot missiles. South Korea is on alert. But the average American really doesn't believe that this could be happening because we're repeatedly told, look, there's nothing that North Korea can really do. Their missiles can't reach the United States. They don't even have a nuclear weapon. Why, yes, they've done some tests on it, but they didn't put out a lot of explosives. They were underground tests. So there's nothing to worry about. But the truth of the matter is, there's a great deal to worry about. We have actually been in touch with Peter Pry. Peter was on the Congressional Commission that actually investigated the danger of an EMP attack. He's worked for the CIA. He's worked for the Office of Homeland Security. He heads a group in Washington, D.C. now that is working about defense for America. And what Peter says in a recent article, you can get this on, written in the Washington Times, Peter says that actually North Korea has an EMP nuclear device. Now, people don't understand. There are various types of nuclear devices. There's a neutron bomb that kills primarily people, doesn't do a lot of explosives, but puts out a very high radioactive cloud, and basically that will just kill large numbers of people. We at one time were going to deploy those. There was such an outcry under the guise that this was a weapon that was designed to kill people, not destroy things that we didn't, although we have these neutron bombs certainly stored away. But you can also build an EMP, electromagnetic pulse bomb. And this is basically a nuclear bomb that puts out large amounts of gamma rays. It doesn't have a large explosive capacity because an EMP weapon is actually exploded 200 or 300 miles into space. But the EMP yield will come down and simply fry the grid. And North Korea has been working on this for years. According to Peter Pry, why officials have said, and these are people from other countries have said some time ago, that Japan, that North Korea actually has an EMP bomb. Now, they don't weigh very much, a couple of 100 pounds, and you could certainly mount that on a satellite. We know that North Korea has the ability to launch a 3-stage missile and put a satellite in orbit. In fact, they did that on December 12th of last year. And that satellite is circulating today. It's circulating around the globe. And, of course, when it's going over the top of the United States, it could simply be detonated by radioactive. And it does. Certainly, you don't have to have a weapon that can enter into space. It has to be well targeted, because any place over the United States, you would simply wipe out our grid. And certainly, the officials know this, yet nothing is being done. Certainly, the Defense Department says, well, we're not responsible for protecting the grid in the United States. The Energy Department has steadfastly refused to address the situation. The Office of Homeland Security says it isn't our job to defend the United States from a nuclear attack, from an EMP attack. So no division in the United States has taken on the responsibility of trying to secure our grid so it wouldn't go down in case of an EMP attack. Well, Peter Pry in the article, and you can find it on the Washington Times, it is must reading for anybody who's concerned about America. Peter Pry says this is a very real threat. America is in the greatest jeopardy today it has ever been. And you're not reading this in the newspaper, and we're still talking about the 20 children who were killed at Sandy Hook School, and that's a terrible tragedy. Well, what about the thousands of children who've been killed over in Syria with our tax money as we finance the rebels there, and, of course, as the rebels trying to overthrow the Syrian government? And well over 70,000 innocent civilians have been killed. Well, our telephone number this morning is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. Love to hear from you. Love to hear if you were concerned about the fact that at least one man who was on the EMP commission, congressional commission, is trying to tell the American people of the danger. We had Sunita Ambassador Cooper was on our program yesterday evening. You can go onto our internet site. We have him on both an afternoon and an evening program talking about the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack. In fact, he's openly spoken on our programs of the fact that they have an area they're going to take their family to. Remember, Ambassador Cooper is in touch with key people in Washington, D.C. His office for High Frontier is right there in Washington, Virginia. And, of course, this deals with the Defense for America. But he is concerned enough about this that he has a area for, actually it's a farm, I think 160-acre farm, where he and his family and his sons will go if some major event happens. And he is highly concerned. He says people should be storing water. They should be storing food. They should be preparing for either this or some other eventuality. But he is concerned enough. He's invested a great deal of money making preparations. And believe me, other key people in Washington, D.C. are making preparations for themselves. But they're not letting the American people know about this danger. And this is not an imaginary danger. And basically, of course, they're talking about reinforcing our anti-ballistic missile defense on the West Coast, and it'll be ready by 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, the danger is now. North Korea is preparing for an attack. They will openly say that. Read what they're talking about on the internet. They've told the diplomats in the capital of North Korea to leave because they can't guarantee their safety. They've told the diplomats of the foreigners living in South Korea, get out. Your lives are in danger. Our telephone number, 877-254-7522. 877-254-7522.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way God's way to help. Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, our and our number 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but I want to talk about the very real danger of a nuclear attack from North Korea, which doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would North Korea do this? Well, you have to understand that, of course, we don't live in a totally rational world. And basically, is this going to be God bringing his judgment on America? God is going to bring his judgment on America. And everybody, when they talk about what's going on, looks at what's logical, and they take out completely out of the equation that God can bring judgment on the great nations and destroy them. He's done it time and again throughout history. When nations have turned against God, God has brought his vengeance on those nations. And I will tell you right now that I believe that America has turned against God. We have a homosexual president, and Barack Obama is gay, if you doubt it. Read Dr. Corsi's article. I've been told by people from Chicago that everybody in Chicago knows that Barack Obama is gay. But read Dr. Corsi's article. You can get it typing in Dr. Jerome Corsi, Obama Gay, WorldNet Daily, something of this sort. He wrote this article. We have it. And then basically there's no question at all that everybody in Sydney and in Chicago knows that Obama is gay. He was in the gay lifestyle right along with Rahm Emanuel and all of his other friends and people that made those charges. And he had sued them, and the judge threw the cases out because all the evidence was on the other side, and yet not a mention of that in America. And you then wonder why Obama certainly is in favor of gay marriage. Why is he openly in favor of gay marriage? Why is he openly in favor of abortion? Why is he destroying the economy of this country and bankrupting this nation and spending $1 trillion a year more than we're taking in, knowing full well that America today has become the greatest creditor nation in the world, and you can't continue spending money you don't have? And what does he do? Why, he continues spending money we don't have. And America is financially and morally bankrupt, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment upon this nation. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And basically, North Korea, as I mentioned, had told the diplomats in their capital that they should leave. None of them have done it. But of course, people are saying, well, if they were planning on launching a nuclear attack, they wouldn't tell those diplomats to leave. Why, they'd keep them there as hostages. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not dealing with anything rational or logical. We're dealing with a reality. North Korea sealed the border between North Korea and South Korea. North Korea has announced that they are at war with the United States and with South Korea. They have repealed the armistice they signed in 1953, and they claim that a state of war exist. Certainly, North Korea has actually shut down a place where they actually have production, and it's sort of like a industrial village. It's 10 or so miles in the border, sort of in that no man's land between North Korea and South Korea. And in an effort to sort of bribe North Korea into being nice, why South Korea set up this industrial village, and there were about 50,000 South Koreans worked there and 50,000 North Koreans worked there, and there were a couple of dozen manufacturing sites, and this was generating financing from North Korea. Now, why did South Korea do that? Why, very simply, South Korea is a satellite. America has 28,000 troops stationed in South Korea, and we control the government. And we wanted to set up this site, this manufacturing site, so we could finance North Korea. We've always financed North Korea. We didn't try to defeat them during the Vietnam War. If you go back and read MacArthur's book, Reminiscences, he will tell you that, pardon me, during the Korean War. If you go back and read MacArthur's book, Reminiscences, you'll find that it wasn't that simply, oh, we were prevented from bombing the bridges across the Yalu to prevent the Chinese from sending in the military supplies that were being used to kill our boys. They wouldn't even allow our pilots to attack the hydroelectric plants that were generating electricity for North Korea during the Korean War. We've always supported them. The Korean War was a phony war from the very beginning. We were never allowed to win the war. They simply sent our boys there to fight and bleed and suffer and die. But it was a great diversion. And what was it all about? It was to convince the American people that the people in Washington, D.C. were truly anti-communist. After all, we wouldn't send our boys overseas to fight in a war in Korea if we weren't anti-communist, or would we? Following World War II, the State Department turned China over to the communists. They turned Eastern Europe over to the communists. And a lot of people at that time were saying, well, we must have communists working at the highest levels of our government. Why else would we have turned Eastern Europe over to the communists? Why else would we have turned China over to the communists? Why else would we have rounded up some 6 million Russians who'd either defected to the Nazis during the Second World War or defected to the West or been captured by the Germans? Over 6 million of them were in Western Europe. Some of them were in the United States. Some of them were in Canada, 6 million Russians. And we rounded them up after the Second World War, and we sent them back to Russia to be killed. That was known as Operation Keelhaul. Operation Keelhaul. Why would we have done that? Rounded up 6 million Russians and sent them back to Russia to be killed. Well, they didn't kill them all. They killed 2 million immediately. Or they sent 2 million off to Siberia to die, working in the mines there, and the other almost two million. They just could never get a job. They could never own anything. They simply lived in Russia as helpless victims in poverty and having to beg for food, as a constant reminder that America was doing everything they could to support the communists. Of course, they knew this in Russia. They didn't know that in America. And most Americans have never heard of Operation Keelhaul, but it's true. And then, of course, we'd turned over the plates for American occupation money, the money we used for occupation in Western Europe following World War II. We turned the plates over to that, to the communists, so they could print our money, and then we had to redeem it at the end of the second, after the occupation ended, and we financed the Soviet occupation of Eastern Europe as they simply raped the women. Every woman in Eastern Europe almost was raped. The American people never knew that. It's called the Big Rape. You can look it up on the Internet. Even wrote books about it at the time. So it was all of these things that were going on at that time. A lot of people in America were saying, why would we have rounded up 6 million Russians and sent them back to Russia to be killed? Why would we have allowed the rape of every woman in Eastern Europe? Why did we turn the governments of Eastern Europe over to the communists? Why did we give them the plates so they could print our currency, and then we had to redeem it at the end of the Soviet occupation of Eastern Europe? We must have communists working in Washington, D.C., and of course it wasn't the communists. It was what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. the people who wanted to have communism. Why? Because that was a great diversion. And as Americans were looking at Russia at the time and and then, of course, as we brought communism to China, both Russia and China, those two communist nations, they threatened us. No, they always were financed and helped from here in the United States because we needed an enemy as a diversion. Well, of course, that was the reason for the Korean War. And, of course, basically in 1949, people were saying the communists must control Washington, D.C. There's got to be communists there. And there were communists there. They had communists working at every level of government, but they weren't the ones who were making the decisions. The people making the decisions were people from the Council on Foreign Relations. And basically, their goal has always been a one-world government, a one-world financial system, the destruction of Christianity, and bring in a new one-world religion, and then bring everything under the control of a one-world ruler. And, of course, that would be the Antichrist. But, of course, most people in these organizations don't even understand that. They just have an intense hatred of Christianity. They don't really understand the full spiritual implications of many of the things that they're involved in. Oh, there's never been more than 3,000 or 4,000 people in the Council on Foreign Relations during the Second World War, probably not even 1,000. But they were people whose loyalty was to this wonderful dream. We'll have a world government, we'll put an end to war. And how will we put an end to war? Why, we'll fight a great war, and that's what the Second World War was. It was totally phony, and American corporations, General Motors, General Electric, Ford, IBM, AT&T, 100 American corporations, Exxon, were over there certainly building the weapons for the communists, and certainly 10 American banks, including Brown Brothers, Harriman, headed by Prescott Bush, were providing the funds for the Nazis all during the Second World War. We had a wonderful war. We killed 60 million people. And, of course, now we can convince the American people that, you know, America had to, of course, take a position of eminence throughout the world so we'd never have another terrible war like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically, of course, we've had about 50 wars since World War II, and we will continue having wars because these people promote wars in the name of bringing world peace. But unfortunately, there's another war coming, and whether it's going to be coming now, whether North Korea is really going to launch an EMP attack on the United States, it would be entirely illogical for them to do it. On the other hand, we're not dealing with logic. And everybody understands, if you listen to our programs regularly, that there really is a brotherhood of darkness. The Council on Foreign Relations has been supplanted in large part by the Trilateral Commission, much smaller, much more dedicated, much more powerful group that controls people who own the wealth of the world, dedicated to this idea of world government, these subversive organizations, intent upon certainly undermining the fabric of our society, centralizing all power in Washington, D.C. Today, we're one out of every two people in America get a check from the government in one form or another. 150 million Americans get some sort of financial help, whether it be Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid or welfare. 48.8 million Americans on food stamps today. 48.8 million Americans on food stamps today, and the number keeps growing, and we don't have the money. We're having to borrow the money to provide the money for the food stamps and the Medicaid. Between Medicare and Medicaid, 100 million Americans are receiving free medical care, and before long, of course, we're going to have the Obamacare, and Obamacare is designed to fail. And out of the chaos of that will come the demand, well, let's have a single-payer system. Let's have the federal government finance the whole thing because Obamacare is specifically designed to fail and to create chaos. And doctors are quitting medicine and hospitals are planning on closing and we're going to have shortages. But don't you worry, the federal government will come to our aid. And that is, of course, all being pushed by this small group of very wealthy people because if they can provide for you from the cradle to the grave for your health and education and welfare, then they can control you from the cradle to the grave. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll call in. We have nothing really prepared other than to share with you my sincere concern about the very real danger, the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse on America. And if it occurs, it will be God's judgment coming on this country because of what we have done, because the average American really doesn't care about the 70,000 civilians in Syria who've been killed with our money. They're not concerned about the 500,000 Iraqi children who died during the embargo on Iraq between 1991 and 2003. They're not concerned about all those little children. After all, they were Iraqi children. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And tragically, most Americans are not opposing the evil that exists in the world today. And this, most of this evil is being generated right here in the United States. We've been financing North Korea, ladies and gentlemen. Their major source of income has been this industrial park. And we control South Korea. If we have our troops there, our number is 877-254-7524. We have financed the enemy.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our open line, so give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, Sydney, I'm very concerned about the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, because if this occurred, the America that you know would cease to exist. According to Peter Pry, and as I say, he was on the EMP, the Congressional EMP Commission, and he will tell you that certainly within a short period of time, because of the chaos that would develop, because people are not prepared to look after themselves, we could lose 200 million Americans. 200 million Americans. And these are not simply his figures alone. If you suddenly read the book, which we carry by Michael Maloof, who is a senior advisor at the Defense Department, when he left a couple of years ago, he'd been there 30 years, he was a senior analyst, and when he left, he was reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. But Michael Maloof, in his book, A Nation Forsaken, says that, you know, within, it is estimated that within 6 to 12 months, as many as 90% of the American people would be dead. We're talking about the greatest catastrophe of all time is for America. And yet, of course, most people are totally unconcerned. An electromagnetic pulse would destroy this country and put us back to where we were in the early years of the 19th century. And basically, we would simply be without electricity, and everything we have almost is tied in one way or another to electricity, and we wouldn't even have telephones. You would not have probably your radio unless they had kids. I mean, even if you had the radios, how would people listen to it? Well, if they had batteries, I suppose they could until they ran out of batteries. But most of our industries would simply shut down. Everything would collapse, and you wouldn't be able to get water. You wouldn't be able to turn on your tap because, of course, you have to have electric pumps to pump the water to have the pressure. You wouldn't be able to get rid of sewage. You have to have pumps to pump the sewage. You certainly wouldn't have electricity for your telephone system. They are dependent upon this. And your means of communication would be totally wiped out. If you read up and study the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, why, of course, they know. I mean, the Congressional Commission, which met in 2004, the Congressional Commission that met in 2008, talked about the terrible devastation. And yet, of course, nothing has been done to protect us. Well, they're talking now about putting additional missiles on the West Coast that will be ready by 2017. We're talking about a threat that could be carried out certainly at any time from here on out. And basically, some people say, oh, well, North Korea is just posturing. They want to get more money, more benefits from the West, and they want to get concessions from the United States. Well, their army is on alert. They have the largest army in the world. The largest army in the world. Basically, of course, the United States has about 1.2 million men under arms today. North Korea has 1.1 million men under arms. The United States has a reserve military of 1 million men. North Korea has a reserve military of 8 million men. And with their active duty force and their reserve force, and those reserves are in constant training, they have an army of about 9.1 million men. America, with all of our reserves, would have an army of about 2.2 million men. South Korea has about half a million men under arms, and people in South Korea are frightened to death. North Korea has twice the air force, twice the tanks, twice the armaments. Now, a lot of these are very old, but basically, if you're a man, you're a soldier, and you're facing a tank, doesn't matter whether it's a 30-year-old tank or a 5-year-old tank, why, you don't have much of a chance. And North Korea, there's a great deal of evidence that it has other forms of mass weapons of mass destruction, which it would use on South Korea if it comes to war. And believe me, the army is on alert. But the real threat, as far as we're concerned, is that of an electromagnetic pulse attack. Is there something on the satellite that's up there today? Basically, of course, you can actually create an EMP bomb that will weigh about 200 pounds. And they have something, some sort of a package on the satellite that's already circulating. We don't know what's in that package. But I will tell you, if you read the Washington Times article, the Washington Times article by Peter Pry, P-R-Y, And he will tell you just what I have told you, Christ. I'm quoting from him. He is the expert on this. But that's basically, we face the greatest threat America has ever faced, and it's being totally played down by the controlled media. Well, this is Open Lines. Of course, Open Line programs require you to be calling in. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think? What are you doing? Are you making preparations? We're talking about not something theoretical, but something practical. Are you storing water? Do you have food? Do you have medical supplies? If you have diabetes or some other condition where you need to have medicines available, remember, they're not going to be available at the local drugstore. You need to be as self-sufficient as you can, and you need to have been ready for this a long time ago. People, we have about 3 million preppers in America. The people are preparing for a difficult time. Some of them will be able to survive, but most people in our major cities will die because of the resulting chaos. And this is exactly what the Congressional Commission came up with, but it wasn't covered by the media. Now, was that because the Brotherhood of Darkness wants to destroy America? I don't think so. I think that the elite who rule us do not want to destroy this country. I think they want to maintain the United States as in a more subservient position so that they can utilize our military and financial power to bring about this one world government. But I don't think that they want to destroy America to the degree it will be destroyed by an EMP attack. And so then how do we make any sense out of this? Well, the only thing I can think that's rational at all, and I'm coming from a Christian perspective, is that God has been planning this for a long time, and that we are going to see the end of the dominance of America in the world. And basically, of course, people have pointed out many times that, of course, if you go through the Bible, you see no mention of the United States. Certainly Daniel was able to prophesy the fact that the Greece would become a major force in the world, and then that Rome would become a major force in the world. And all these were in Daniel's prophecies, but nothing about the United States in the future. Well, people say, well, they didn't mention Korea or China either in those scriptures. Well, that is true. But, of course, they do talk about Mystery Babylon in the end times, in the prophetic times, Mystery Babylon. And in 1 hour, it is destroyed. And basically, of course, the merchants of the world weep because now they can't sell their products because they've wiped out the financial system of the world in 1 hour. How could they possibly do that? And then, of course, the ship captains will sit in their ships and watch the great city, Mystery Babylon, burn. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800 951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Sandbeck here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, are you concerned about the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack? If you're concerned, why aren't other people concerned? Why isn't the media talking about this as a very real threat? Why are they minimizing certainly the possibility that this could actually destroy the entire infrastructure of the United States within a few weeks or a few months or a few years? We don't know. Really, I think it's all in God's hands. Would God really allow this to happen to America? I believe it will. I believe it's going to happen unless there's a major revival in America. And it may well be we don't have time for that. Or it may be that only by the destruction of the infrastructure of this wonderful country we live in will people begin looking for answers and they'll turn back to God. But when you were discussing what is going on in your own life or in the life of our country or the life of your community, never take God out of the equation. It's so easy to do, to look at things from a completely material point of view. But, of course, we live not only in a material world. We live in a mystical world. And there really is a God. There are also demonic forces out there which would love to destroy America, love to destroy humanity. Well, my telephone number is 877-254-7524. You have its open lines. We hope that you'll give us a call and get your impression. Are you concerned at the fact that we are facing the possibility of an EMP attack and it's not really being mentioned at all by the controlled media? Are you concerned, certainly, that basically our military would be, has no defense at all for the United States from an EMP attack? And basically, of course, Ambassador Cooper makes the point that if the missile were to come to America from the south, we have no defense against it. We have a defense against missiles coming in from the west coast. We have missiles actually there to protect us from an attack coming in over the North Pole. We have nothing to protect us from a missile coming in from the South Pole. And we understand that satellites can circulate over our country any way that they are set up to do, and as of December 12th of last year, the North Koreans launched a satellite with a payload on it, and nobody knows what's in that payload. But Peter Pry points out that that satellite would carry a 200-pound payload, and of course you can make a 200-pound electromagnetic pulse bomb, and basically the impact would certainly not be massive explosion. It would be massive amounts of gamma rays, and those gamma rays would simply fry the electronic grid. And because the grid is all interconnected across America, and there are not any breakers in it to protect it, the whole grid could go down. Will it happen? Well, we'll know here in a relatively few days. This morning, the North Koreans are talking about the very real possibility of a nuclear war. Of course, they're claiming America is going to attack them with the nuclear weapons, and so they basically are going to have to protect themselves. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Do you think this is just too outlandish? We shouldn't even talk about it. Or do you think that we should at least try to get as many people as we can to begin making preparations so that at least some people will be prepared and be able to look after themselves and be able to look after their families? Because I really believe everybody should be making preparations and be making them now. And we're not talking about something that may happen in a few months or a few years. We're talking about something that could happen today at any day, any time. And basically, we're talking about the fact that the North Koreans would say they are under the control of a young man who is totally illogical. But then remember, of course, wars start from illogical purposes. The First World War was illogical. It killed 21 million people. The Second World War was totally illogical. It killed 60 million people. Remember that Adolf Hitler said he was not the individual that you've been led to believe. Adolf Hitler was actually created and financed by American corporations, and Adolf Hitler didn't die in a bunker. Adolf Hitler survived along with all the other Nazis and was helped to escape to South America. If you haven't read the book, Grey Wolf, you need to get it. Grey Wolf, and I actually interviewed the author of that book, who'd gone to South America along with his partner who co-authored the book, and they talked to the people who knew Adolf Hitler, who took care of Adolf Hitler after we facilitated his escape to South America. Because, you see, Adolf Hitler was created and financed by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and the American corporations were there building the weapons for the Nazis all during the war when they were killing our boys. American banks, 10 of them, were there financing the Nazis. And, of course, the one, the most prominent one, Brown Brothers Harriman, headed by a man named Prescott Bush and his good friend George Herbert Walker, for whom George Herbert Walker Bush was named. And if you doubt that, please go onto the Internet and just put in Prescott Bush indicted aid to Nazis. Prescott Bush indicted aid to Nazis. You'll find it's true. Prescott Bush was indicted following World War II for his aid to the Nazis, not only before the war, but during the war. And yet, of course, they have lots of money. They were able to buy off the judges. They were able to buy off the prosecutors. And the indictment was dropped. And the fact that this is never talked about today simply reflects what's going on, the control that exists over the media, any more than you're being told, which would be so logical. The South Korean government is under the control of the United States. We have our troops, 28,000 troops stationed in South Korea. And, of course, we have arranged for this massive, very large industrial park in the no-man's zone, lone zone, between South Korea and North Korea, so we can finance North Korea. That is, almost all of their foreign exchange comes from this industrial park that we established for the North Koreans. After all, if we didn't finance them, how would they be able to build up their military? How would they be able to build up electromagnetic pulse bomb, just the same way we built up the Nazi preparation for World War II. Ladies and gentlemen, often think, use the time God has given you. We'll be back in a moment.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom.
Good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you so we can maintain our network of over 50 outlets every week. And, of course, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our monthly newsletter, written by William Grigg, and then, of course, you can get my awesome, the four best CDs or tapes of the month, or you can subscribe to the newsletter, or you might have a product you'd like to advertise with us. We have one gentleman who's actually advertising with us on a regular basis, and basically, you could donate whatever you could do. We'd appreciate it. If you're not in a position to help financially, and we know many people across America are hurting financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. I have to tell you that our donations are not 501c3. They're not tax deductible. And basically, we did that so that we can tell you the truth, because we were tax deductible. And saying what we do, why the government would come after us, because the last thing the invisible government wants, the last thing the Brotherhood wants, is for people to understand what's really going on in the world today, and the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. I certainly, it's available by calling our 800 number at 544-8927. If you'd like to know about Operation Keelhaul, and that is, of course, where we rounded up certainly the people there at the end of the Second World War and shipped them back to the Nazis so they could Russians, so they could kill them. Why, of course, there's a book written on that subject, Operation Keelhaul. We actually have a four-CD set, a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. That, of course, goes into how we helped the Nazis escape, brought 1,000 to the United States, and helped another 10,000 to go to South America, and lots covered in John Loftus's wonderful book, America's Nazi Secrets, which we carry. America's Nazi Secret. John had a security clearance three levels above top secret when he worked for the Department of the Justice. And he will tell you how we helped the Nazis escape to South America after the Second World War. And Mengele, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann, Martin Bormann, but at least 10,000 of the key Nazis we helped escape to South America. And, of course, he doesn't go into Adolf Hitler, but the book Grey Wolf does. You can get his, Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secrets, which we carry. My four-CD set of interviews with John Loftus. It's been called The War Against the Jews. And it covers how we helped the Nazis both during and after the war. And basically, of course, this is the information you're not going to get elsewhere. So we have his book. We have Grey Wolf, written, and I've interviewed the authors who actually went to South America and talked to the people who cared for Adolf Hitler in his declining days, and basically the people who knew him, were intimate with him during that time. This is the story they can't let the American people know. They can't let you know that almost everything you believe is not true. Your reality has been shaped by the people who control the media. And the media is tightly controlled by people who finance the Nazis, who finance the communists, who have been financing North Korea by setting up this industrial center there in the no man's land between North Korea and South Korea. And almost all of North Korea's foreign exchange comes from there, thanks to the American government and the American military, which controls South Korea. Well, we're out of time. Please, for our number, 1-800-544-8927. 844-827. Until tomorrow at the same time.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.